Greg, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. We are all about being tourists in our own little state at the moment here in Tassie, because we haven't got much other options at the moment. But tell me more about this fantastic new offering from Jump Tours when it comes to mountain bike riding.
Yeah, so basically, we're very internationally focused on a normal sort of basis, and obviously international borders will be closed for quite some time, so it's pretty mad mountain bikers ourselves, so we thought we might sort of move in that direction and come up with something to get Australians coming to Tasmania and sort of emphasising that mountain bike angle that we're getting so good at down here.
We certainly are getting good at it, and it seems that more and more Tasmanians are starting to take up the sport or activity as well, especially lately, because we've got so many Tasmanians that would normally be travelling to other parts of the country and the world at the moment who are thinking, what can I do at home that's a little bit adventurous? Mountain biking is kind of it, isn't it? And something for everyone too.
Absolutely, yeah. I know normally places like Derby would, you know, every second car you see is from Victoria or New South Wales or something like that. And at the moment with school holidays, obviously we don't have those people coming, and yet Derby's still buzzing. You know, over the last 2 weeks it's been going nuts. So we do have that sort of large base of people, especially people who come out from Hobart. We've got a few mountain bike tracks around here, but the ones up at Derby have just got something for everyone, from, you know, families to guys who really want to push their limits kind of on the Black Diamond run. So something there for, you know, everyone and the whole family, I guess.
Now, I noticed as well on Instagram that these tours are more than just going for a bike ride. So you've included a couple of other hospitality events along the way, and also checking out some of our amazing beaches on the East Coast, yeah?
That's right, yeah. With the new tracks opening at St Helens, it's really kind of broadened out that that amount of time you can spend there. You know, in tourism, it's all about getting people to stay one or two nights longer, and so with the tracks from the Bay of Fires to St Helens, we thought, you know, on our regular tours, we often go past the oysters on the way to Binlong Bay. So we thought what we'll do with this one is we'll meet them at the end at Swimcart Beach and have those oysters waiting for them. So a nice little way to wrap up the day.
Yeah, sounds pretty perfect to me. Where do we go to find out more information?
So you can check out our website. It's just jumptours.com.au /jump-mtb. It's a bit of a work in progress at the moment, but our Instagram and Facebook's also at jumpmtb. So we're starting to put out a bit of material on those just to show people what we've got and what we're working on with this first sort of experience, and then we're hoping to add other ones across the state after that.
Yeah, fantastic. How challenging have the last few months been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been very unusual, obviously. From the 20th of March, we kind of had to shut down altogether, so we've got a little bit of accommodation that we've just started to get people through again, with Tasmania opening up to the local residents. But this one, yeah, I mean, we've had lots of staff who don't have any work, and three buses and trailers and all kinds of stuff just sitting there doing nothing. So we're hoping with this that we can sort of get people back into work and get things rolling again.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That's what it's all about. Greg, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
No worries. Thank you, Jess.